in Psalm 47 today, and last night I did the preparation, and then I sent it to the printer so I'd have something to read up here this morning. And you know what? The printer was in the other room. Kevin went to the printer later. He came back and had printed out 24 copies. So if you don't get everything I've said, I've got them, and you can get a copy of what I'm saying on the way out. The neat thing is it printed out the psalm from the Passion Translation, and I have 28 or whatever number of copies of the psalm too. So you can get a copy of that psalm to read from the Passion Translation, so you can go home and look and see if you would like to get the Passion Translation. The neat thing is, if you have trouble seeing, don't buy it till April. In April, they're coming out with a large print one. Amen. Just a little aside. J. Vernon McGee says, he says, the theme of this psalm is praise and worship in the millennium. It is a prophetic picture of the millennial kingdom, which is established by the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming. This is a continuation of praise and worship of Christ, who is now king over all the earth. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. The Lord Most High is terrible, or awe-inspiring. He is a great king over all the earth. You see, Christ is reigning as king over all the earth, and as such, he is praised and worshiped. And then McGee sticks this little phrase in that he always does. My friend, before Christ can reign on this earth, he will have to put down all rebellion, self-conceit, arrogance, and lawlessness of man against God. His kingdom is established. He is reigning on the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. Selah, stop and think about it. I don't know about you, but something in me is stirred. Billy Graham is dead, and he's alive in heaven. And something about the millennial kingdom and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is stirred in my being after having watched his funeral. I think God has taken one of the last of the great saints, evangelists of this earth, and I believe that's going to usher in a new age, a new something for the kingdom of God right here. So I'm expectant. I'm standing on tiptoes looking to see what God's going to do. McGee goes on to say, this is the appropriate time to sing. Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her king. What a wonderful day that will be. There are no kings on this earth, no queens on this earth that are worthy of what the Lord Jesus Christ is worthy of. Amen. He is my king. Say it and mean it. He is my king. Is he your king, Jeannie? Amen. He goes on to say, not long ago I preached in a church where the people clapped their hands and were rather vociferous. Later someone asked me if all the noise did not disturb me. I replied, no, it helped me a great deal because they were right with me. I think that what many people call reverence today is really deadness. There's a lot of reverence in the cemetery. No one disturbs anything or anybody. I believe we need a little life in our services. Are you for that, Pastor Kev? Amen. I believe we need a little life in our services. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises to our King, for God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The prince of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. And then he gives Dr. Gablin's translation of the passage, which reads, God is gone up amidst the shouting, Jehovah among the sound of a trumpet. Sing psalms unto God. Sing psalms unto our King. Sing psalms. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing psalms for instruction. God reigneth over the nations. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The willing hearted of the people have gathered together. Put your hand up if you're willing hearted. Amen. With the people of the God of Abraham, for unto God belong the shields of the earth. Unto God, not unto Satan, not unto the devil, and not unto man.
That's right.
I added that. For God, he owns them. He does the shields of the earth. He is greatly exalted. And I say, oh, amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
Angels. Angels fill this room, and they want to listen and join in our praise. Let's stand, and we're going to say the whole psalm from the Passion Translation. Go ahead and celebrate. Come on. And clap your hands, everyone. Shout to God the sounds of joy. The Lord Most High is astonishing, awesome, beyond words. He is the formidable and powerful King over all the earth. He's the one who conquered the nations before us and placed them all under our feet. He's marked out our inheritance ahead of time, putting us in the front of the line, honoring Jacob, the one he loves. Pause in his presence. God arises with the ear-splitting shout of his people. God goes up with a trumpet blast. Sing and celebrate. Sing some more. Celebrate some more. Sing your highest song of praise to our King. For God is the triumphant King. The powers of the earth are all his. So sing your celebration, songs of highest praise to the glorious enlightening one. Our God reigns over every nation. He reigns on his holy throne over all. All the nobles and princes, the loving servants of the God of Abraham, they all gather to worship. Every warrior's shield is now lowered as surrendered trophies before this King. He has taken his throne high and lofted, exalted over all. Glory, hallelujah. Let's praise him.